They long for a better way of life, for the promise of a home. A home built on love and courage.
We're home.
We're home.
The land did its best to defeat them.
I lose those oxen, I can't make a crop. I can't make a crop, we lose everything.
But they kept the promise alive.
That when this family pulls together, we can do anything.
Come home to a simpler time. Come home to Little House on the Prairie.
An American original return starting Monday at 4 on TV6.
Welcome to Wagon Talks, where we discuss the upcoming events of Walnut Grove, such as London Circus coming into town, baking contest, sales at the Mercantile, as well as listing much-needed services such as a new blacksmith. And the day would not be complete without the most updated Granger news right out of Chicago. Actually, no. Although that might be a lot of fun for us bonnet heads. This offshoot of Walnut Grovecast is an experiment into you, the listener, and the fans of Little House on the Prairie. In each one of these wagon talks, I hitch the team with a fellow Little House fan and head into town, and we have a chat along the way. If you would like to participate in a future episode of Wagon Talks, please email me at mark, M-A-R-K, at walnutgrovecast.com. Today on Wagon Talks, we have 11-year-old listener Emma and her mother Rebecca. And from the other side of the planet, we have Lydia, who travels all the way from Australia to come and take this ride into town. Today, I have Emma and her mother, Rebecca. How are you guys doing today?
We're great today.
And how are you doing, Emma?
I'm doing really well.
Great. I know I'm interrupting your school day. So what we're going to do is we'll run really quick to the Mercantile and get you back.
All right.
So I guess if you guys could just talk about who you are and a little bit about yourself and what you do.
All right. My name is Emma, as you can tell. And I am the favorite child of two girls. And I really, the only things I do is just like talk to my friends, play games, draw, animate, do blah, 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 watch shows, do this and that.
You're a regular kid who loves Little House on the Prairie. I saw photographs of you dressed up as Laura. Is Laura your favorite character?
Yes, actually.
Awesome. And Rebecca, who are you? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a mom.
Yeah.
Right now, during the COVID, I'm in a transition stage. But
mom is a big full-time job.
Yes, it is.
And you have two daughters, right?
Yes, I have one that's 27 and my Emma, who's 11.
Now, is your older daughter also a Little House fan?
Do you know, I don't think so. Isn't that funny? I don't know if I ever watched it with her.
Come on, Emma. You got to get on the horn and tell your sister where it's at.
All right.
So when did you first both see Little House on the Prairie? You know, Rebecca, I know that you're in the same age group as I am. So you grew Correct. Up with it, right?
Yes, yes.
And did you watch it when it was originally on?
Yes, I did, in the 70s. Well, of course, when it first came on, I was a little tot.
Yeah, we were wee ones.
yes, very wee.
Yeah.
And, it's part of my memories. I remember watching it on our little the big TV one of the cabinet style, you know?
Yeah, the console TVs. Everybody loves those.
Yeah, exactly. And it was always, we watched it weekly and just remembering the girls running down the hill and how it's like, oh, I wish I had sisters because I have brothers.
You know what's interesting?
You
bring up the console TV and, you know, in comparison, you know, people have like 80-inch TVs now. It's crazy. Back then it was like the 21-inch TV or something.
Correct. Right. It,
so,
three channels.
In comparison, you think back, you're like, it was kind of small, right?
Yes, exactly.
Even the big ones. And what about you, Emma? When did you first see Little House on the Prairie? I know that your grandmother turned you on to the books, but when did you first see the TV show?
Actually, I already knew about it because I remember seeing it, but I wasn't really into it. But then one day I was like, hey, Grandma or something, I want to watch Little House, but how are you supposed to watch it?
Yeah.
And then she said, oh, we can watch it on Amazon. So then she got on Amazon, got on the show, and we watched it. And we've been doing that for, like, since
about 6 months, I would say.
Yeah, 6 months.
Now, let me ask you, Emma, do you remember the first episode that you started watching where it was like, oh my God, I love this show?
It was the pilot.
Oh, so you started right from the beginning. You did it the smart way.
Yep. It was like, whoa. it was interesting.
Yeah. And Rebecca, do you remember your first episode where you thought, like, I really love this show. I think this is a really good show.
Oh, my goodness. Going back, I've been watching it with them as well as The Bully Boys.
Mm-hmm.
It's like almost like you have to binge watch these shows. I couldn't get off the bed to do anything because I just kind of wanted to keep watching.
Well, you're not supposed to. It's COVID time. It's COVID
right,
season.
Exactly. And then the one right after is actually my favorite, The Hunter, because with Laura, because I like Laura as well.
Yeah, of course.
Her spunk, and it reminds me a lot of my Emma.
Hmm.
And helping her paw, and she wouldn't take no for an answer, and she's going to do this, and it's just amazing to me. So those things. And then when we watched The Bully Boys, Emma was just like
crying and laughing and crying
and laughing. And what was your favorite part about that one?
When Mary smacked him in the face with the
the lunch pail.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Bubba. Mary's a feisty one sometimes. Sometimes we see, you know, she has a bit of of Ma in her.
Yeah.
Yes, very much so.
Do you both have favorite characters? I mean, you mentioned, we spoke about Laura, but would you say that Laura's your favorite?
What do you think, Emma?
Actually, no.
What? What?
What, you like, who's your favorite? I know, right?
I don't want to say this, but my favorite is Nellie.
You know what? We love how crazy she is, right? I mean,
yes. And who plays her?
What Alison Arngrim.
She knows the actresses and actors' names. Yes.
Yeah. Alison Arngrim is a really wonderful actress, and she's a friend of the show, and she's a friend of the entire movement that is still Little House on the Prairie. And I'm sure I'm sure this will get to her at some point, because she loves the legacy, you know, the continuation of all of this. And really has embraced it. She's really, really a wonderful person. What about a least favorite character? Well, I'm sorry, Rebecca, who's your favorite character?
My favorite is Mr. Edwards.
Oh,
always.
Yeah.
And I was a little girl and I'd watch him, and I don't know if it was just, you know, I had a crush on Burt Reynolds as a child, so yeah. I wasn't the norm either, but I just liked Mr. Edwards. And as a grown up, the tragedies and just seeing him growth and having the good friends to help him.
Yeah, I love Victor French. I think he was such a really wonderful actor.
Yeah, it was a good dynamic to me.
But what about least favorite?
You're fine.
What about one where you're kind of like, oh, I can't pay attention. I don't like this character. Really.
I know mine. Okay, go ahead.
Harriet Olsen.
What? Me too. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, everybody loves to hate her, right?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I've never loved her. I always felt bad for her husband.
Oh, no.
And what was his name? Nels?
Nels.
And I don't know. It's just, I could never find any redeeming qualities in that woman. And but as an adult, I think what happened to her as a child?
Right.
It made her such the way she is, you know?
Yeah. It's
but
a,
Emma,
you know,
go ahead. Yeah, Harriet. Yeah.
I do not like
her. I liked Carolyn as well, the mother.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was, you know.
Choosing one that you don't like is always tough, you know?
Yeah, there's always, you know, some, but yeah, Harriet did it for me.
What about, do you have a least favorite episode? One that comes on and you just roll your eyes and you're just like, oh, all right, maybe no Little House today.
Sylvia.
Part one and two. I feel bad for her.
Of course. Yeah, it's a tragic, very, very forward-thinking episode. It was not in heavy rotation when I was a kid. I don't know about you, Rebecca.
I remember that was probably one of the last ones I watched when MTV came along, because I think that was in the early 80s, but I remember watching it, and I didn't understand a lot of it, because, you know, I was,
of course,
10,
yeah.
And but nowadays the children, I talked to Emma about it, and she understands the things.
It's a shocking episode.
So, yeah.
It really is a shocking episode.
I was crying.
Cool. Yeah. So, on a more light note, well, do you have a? So both of you, your choice is Sylvia. 1 and 2 is your favorite for both of you. Your least favorite.
I would say that, but I didn't. I tried to watch it as they grew up. When they were adults, more, you know, and Nellie went off to New York, and I couldn't get into it as much because I guess because I was still a child.
Yeah.
And that's it for me. It was just the later episodes I couldn't.
Yeah, a lot of people say that when the Carters move into the little house, it's like, who are these people and why are they cooking in Ma's kitchen?
Exactly.
So if you could run into the Mercantile right now, right? They have a full stock of coffee and sugar and candies that, the sour balls and the peppermint sticks and ovens. What would you go in there? What would you choose to give to each other for Christmas? If you celebrate Christmas.
I'd get this big, huge stock of peppermint sticks.
You're like, give me the entire jar.
Nice. I like the sour balls, but I guess I would get peppermint sticks because that's what you liked.
Yeah.
So candy for Christmas.
Gave me a kiss.
That's sweet.
So
what are your thoughts on the Laura Ingalls Wilder books? You know, the literature that surrounds this wonderful TV show.
That'd be Emma's court. There you go.
I love them.
Yeah. You started, you're 11 years old. I just want to point that out. Is that right? 11?
Yep.
Because I was calling you 12 last week, and then maybe that's why the internet went down. But yeah, you're 11 years old, and you're a tremendous fan of the literature. And I believe it was your grandmother who got you started on them.
Yep.
And are you still reading through them? And if so, what are you up to?
Actually, I like reading through them over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're fun.
She just got 4 new books. She got the last 4, I think, the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And then
The Howl in the Prairie, The Long Winter, Thinking, and I don't remember the rest.
That's fine. I don't remember. I mean, there's like 9 of them, and then there's other ones. I don't. Mm-hmm. And Rebecca, you said that you were read them when you were a child by your mother as well. Your mother is really the epicenter. She's the crux of this love of Little House on the Prairie. Also, I believe your father, right?
My mother.
Oh, okay.
And actually her sister, my favorite aunt.
Okay.
She loved Little House. Still does to this day. But, it's just good, wholesome literature. It teaches you something, especially with Emma being homeschooled right now.
Sure.
And my mom had books, so.
Yeah, they were the first books that I ever started reading. Like, you know, the ones that I really loved, and I got invested on them. So I personally have a love of them. What do you guys get out of Little House on the Prairie today? What is something that you look at it? You look at the whole thing. You're like, I'm really glad that Emma's into it. And maybe Emma, you look at it and you're like, I'm really happy my mom is into it.
So what are you getting out of it?
Yeah.
I think history with you. Emma's a big history buff.
Mm.
So
that's a big thing. That's a tremendous, you know, that's a tremendous answer. What about you, Rebecca?
The wholesome and how, you know, it's a true life type deal. And it's like what they went through. And it's actually, you know, like, and I tried to explain to Emma the reason how they, the pioneers, and they were the homestead after the Civil War.
Yep.
You know, the Homestead Act, and they got free land.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to explain that to her. well about how they were able to go in to say, okay, this land looks good.
Yeah, looks good to me. Let's dig a well.
Exactly. But that's what I get out of it, especially with Emma learning the history. And I've learned a lot more as well. And we started reading the Laura Ingalls Wilder biography last night. Mm. She seemed to have the same birthday as her.
Yeah, I have the same birthday, February 7th. She's copying me again.
And she died on my... Yes, I know.
Wait, what?
And she died on February 10th, which is my oldest daughter's birthday. Like, oh, wow. Yeah. So, but yeah, you know...
That's always crazy. A lot of people have died on my birthday. It's always a sad thought. Like, you're like, it's kind of... It's a bummer. That's a real bummer. But, you know, but nonetheless... You know, at least she made it to that birthday, right?
Correct.
But,
Yeah. No, you're fine. I was just going to say, just to let Emma to know that when she started writing way late in her life, you know, it's like, oh, you know, I have these stories. I can, you know, and it is no, you don't have to do things so quickly. And just, you know, if you want to do something, you can do it at any time of life in your life, you know?
Yeah, she was. Laura Ingalls Wilder was older than your mom and me almost combined.
Yeah, I know.
When she published those books. I know, it's like a billion years, right? And that's because of my age, not because of your mom's. So, but I want to thank you guys, Emma and Rebecca. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to do this today. I hear your wind chimes in the back, and they're the bamboo ones, I bet, right?
Oh my gosh, right on. Yep.
I love those.
Sorry about that.
I love it.
We're outside, and we're in sunny Florida. It's gorgeous right now.
It's cloudy.
No, it's
and
gorgeous.
And windy.
Don't listen to her. It's gorgeous.
Well,
no, it's cloudy and windy.
Well, you know what? When you make your way to Walnut Grove in Minnesota, Emma, if you're there for the winter, I think you're going to be really hoping that the next flight is taking you back home to Florida.
Hopefully, yes. Thank you. Believe me, the storms get horrible. You're like blizzards, snowstorms.
Yeah, but it can be fun, too. Thank you so much, Emma and Rebecca, for taking the time to speak to me on Wagon Talks. Up next is Lydia. We've hitched the team, and we're off to the middle of town, maybe to pick up some lumber from Hanson's Lumber. Today, joining me is Lydia Kikuchi from way over in Australia, way over for me. And welcome to the show, Lydia. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. But if you could talk about who you are and just talk a little bit about yourself and what you're all about.
Well, my name is Lydia. I'm Australian and I am doing pretty much nothing as of 2021. Hmm. I study childhood education and care. But beyond that, I'm pretty much just, I embroider. I guess I've got that going for me. Yeah, that's it. That's
good.
Me.
That's good enough. So on the topic of Little House on the Prairie, two things. How popular or not popular is the TV show Little House on the Prairie in Australia?
It is probably one of the least popular shows. Nobody knows what it is unless you are at this point like a grandma.
Is it Which less is popular me. Than Flight of the Conchords or something?
I'd say it is. Like, it really, no one knows what it is. It's on nobody's radar. And
It's not weird. It makes sense. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, an American show about 19th century life in the, in the middle of the country. So it makes sense that it wouldn't be popular, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
But when did you first see Little House on the Prairie?
I was not lucky enough to catch it on TV. I saw recordings of it. Because of the time difference and whatnot, it didn't get released in Australia until about a year later, I believe.
1 year later?
I'd say.
Okay.
So, but I saw it, it was recorded on some, like, videotapes by my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I first got introduced to it.
And did you grow up in Australia?
Yes, I did.
So what appealed to you personally about Little House?
I think it's pretty much the same as what everyone else says. It's just one of those, like, homey kind of shows. I mean, it's dramatic. It's intense. But,
totally, yeah.
But at the same time, it's very, it's very relaxing and sort of comforting. And I think I believed for a good part of my life that America was like that. For some reason, I don't know why, I was like, no, this is present day. Like, that's just how they are.
Yeah. It is. No. Well, we do have the Amish. Right? The Amish are a little bit like
that's
that.
That's true.
Yeah. Do you remember your first episode? Do you remember the one that kind of made you realize that you do enjoy this series?
I did start watching from season one, but I think it was around season five that I really got into Little House. When they moved to Winoka, I think. I remember those, the two-part episode, like, vividly. Them at the hotel and, like, that lady with, like, the nasty, like, biscuits, like, spitting. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
yes.
That whole era of it was, I think, such a weird transition. Like, you know, we were really playing around with the plot at that point, the way things are. Removing the comfort zone of Walnut Grove from viewers. What about your favorite episodes and maybe your least favorite episodes?
My favorite episodes, oh my goodness, I spent a good like couple months thinking about this question because I couldn't pick a favorite, but I think honestly Dance With Me, with Toby No and Amanda Cooper, I can't not cry when I watch that episode. Like, yeah,
it's
sweet.
A favorite of a lot of people. I think it's a great episode.
Definitely, yeah. And it's one of the longer ones, but I think it's worth watching. Absolutely.
What about least favorite? What's something where you're just rolling your eyes when it comes on?
Oh, my goodness. Anything, and I feel bad saying it, but anything from season 9.
Really?
I've tried to watch season 9. I've watched, like, a couple episodes here and there, and it's not, like, anything against the cast. But I can't.
You don't
do
like
it.
The Carters really... and stuff?
No, they're like the replacement Ingalls.
It's like the new improved Ingalls.
Yeah, literally. They're like droids.
I like them a lot, but I understand why people don't like them. But, you know, you have Welcome to Olsenville in that series. I'm looking right now. I have to ask, do you like Nancy? What do you think of her?
I think she's great. I mean, she's people, I think, compare her to Nellie and therefore dislike her. You know, like, oh, she's not Nellie. But she's not Nellie. That's the point. And she's crazy.
Yeah, she's so much worse than Nellie.
Oh, yeah. No, she's like, she's got something else going on. But
yeah, totally. So on the topic of characters, do you have a favorite that you always turn to and a least favorite that you wish was in the dunk tank and you could just
my favorite, I'm loyal to Albert.
Okay. Matthew Labrato lover here.
I've never seen such a great child actor. When I was growing up, I was just sort of like, oh, I wish I was friends with Albert. It was that kind of mentality.
A lot of people seem to really like him. There's a certain calmness, I think, from the actor. And I think every other thing that he's done touches upon that same calmness.
Yeah. No, I agree. I don't know. It's like a lot of people dislike the character, from what I've heard, at least.
I don't think so. You're always going to find somebody who doesn't like somebody.
Yeah,
like a lot of people are really against Carrie. I think that's
every time you make a jab at Carrie, I can't not laugh. And I always happen to listen to the podcast when I'm like out in public going for a walk or something, and I just find myself like cackling, and it's so embarrassing.
I take that as a badge of honor.
Oh yeah, no, it's great.
That's,
I love
that's wonderful. Thank you. What about least favorite? Who is somebody not Carrie? You're not allowed to choose Carrie.
I think,
whenever she talks, it's so funny.
Oh my gosh. I struggle to understand an American accent, like, anyway. Let alone that kid doesn't know how to, like, articulate. But bless her soul.
Enunciate. You just want to grab
her. Oh my gosh, right?
Papa, I don't want to da, 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 da. It's like, what?
Huh?
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. But I think I always roll my eyes, and I can't help it, at, what's his name? James and Cassandra. Just those two.
Yeah.
I mean, they're cute. They're really sweet. They went through it. They didn't deserve to go through what they went through, but I don't know. I just, ugh.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah. You're not, is that cruel?
No, it's a little cruel. No, it's not cruel. What are your thoughts on the Laura Ingalls Wilder books? Did you read them when you were younger?
No, I didn't. And I have been on the hunt for them.
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen them anywhere. No libraries, no bookstores, nothing, which is really strange. But also it's not strange because it's Australia.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't completely expect it, but I would expect it. I don't know. It's such an Americana thing. And, you know, as you might have read, Americans tend to be a little narcissistic. So, and even where I am, I'm on Long Island. I mean, outside of Long Island, it's really... there's Long Island and then there's the rest of the country.
Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much how New Yorkers think for the most part. So, I'm surprised, but I'm not totally surprised, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to read them. They're definitely on my list, and just to sort of have them, because they're really sweet books. But yeah, I've never unfortunately read them.
What do you get out of Little House on the Prairie today when you are watching them? Outside of nostalgia and outside of,
what everyone else says.
Well, your perspective is so different than many people who I've spoken to anyway, because it's a different culture, you know? It's, I'm just kind of curious, what do you get out of Little House when you put it on and you watch it?
Oh my goodness, what a question. I think... it definitely inspires me. And I know that America is not like this today, but it does tempt me to sort of go to America and sort of check it out.
Right.
And try things like biscuits. I thought, what is a biscuit, you know? And,
right. And
all these sort of like, I don't know. It just has that, it's a very appealing show. And I enjoy... seeing what
biscuits are pretty easy to make, though. You can make biscuits pretty easily. But I know what you're saying. It's, I think that the Americans who I spoke to about Little House, we all look at this as a hope almost. Like you hope for one day that you could live your life as a Charles Ingalls and maybe put somebody else's need above your own for just a moment. And help them or be like Caroline and, you know, talk about people behind their back, but at the same time, do the right thing at the end of the episode. There are just so many tragedies, you know, Mary going blind. And I think these are things that resonate with all of us. It's, you know, there are fears there. It's interesting that you would think about American culture like that. You'd probably enjoy like the reenactors who exist here because they do, you know, you go to these festivals here and it'll be like a Civil War reenactors and the food is very based in the time and people are dressed in the air, in the clothing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've heard of like the term bonnet head.
Sure.
Only recently did I hear of it, but I was like, oh my goodness, I think that's me. Like, I would totally, if I could sort of try and live that like pioneer life, if only for a day.
You would like the Amish, I think, for a day. See, because I think end of the day, you're like, oh, this sucks. Where's the TV? And,
right.
You know,
exactly. I can't watch Little House, but, you know. you're in the garden.
Yeah. But it's wonderful. And I think that maybe we all kind of romance it a little bit. We all have that.
Sure.
You know, we have that hope and that dream of one day being able to picture ourselves you know, living in the little house, you know, and having a loft and
putting Carrie by the butter. Yeah,
churning butter. Yeah, but you can churn butter. I mean, nobody's stopping you from making biscuits and churning butter.
Exactly. That's the thing with Little House. It's very, for me personally, I think it's almost inspiring. Like, why don't you live your life like Charles and Mark?
Yeah, why not?
Have a whole bunch of kids and a bunch of dogs.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to come on and talk about Little House on the Prairie, please reach out to me, mark@oneacrovecast.com.
This portion of Little House on the Prairie has been brought to you by All Temperature Cheer. All Temper Cheer.
Thursday night, Orson Welles hosts a gigantic and dazzling special featuring the Soviet Union's top performers. First time on American television, highlights of the Russian Dance Festival. Followed by the award-winning true story, Farewell to Manzanar. Thursday starting at 8, 7 Central and Mountain Time on NBC. Stay tuned now for Dark Victory next.